The agenda to possess the nations continues unabated.
Where are all the tears in the church? When we arrived in this church, we saw that when people were preaching, others responded in tears. It is not the preaching that we do in our generation, because they have come with an open heart. They long for nothing but the Holy Spirit and Christ, and their mind is on eternity.
This is the reason for unleashing the church with the mandate of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth.
The grace of God also requires something from us, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and then live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anytime the soul is not put in check and the soul aligns itself with the body to fight against the spirit, the person, even though will be a Christian, but will be a carnal Christian.
Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a platform for teaching, training, and unleashing the church to fulfill her mandate as salt and light in the world. Pentecost Hour, God's timely word to our dying world.
Jeremiah 29.
I'll
read from verse 8.
Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have.
Na se asafo Awurade Israel Nyankopon sie ni momma madifo a wo mumu no ene nkomhyefo no ensisi mo na muntie won daye a wo soso no.
They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord.
Na atromu na wode medin ehyem nkom mensoma won Awurade asem ni.
This is what the Lord says.
Na se Awurade sie ni,
when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place.
Na Sarah this year ni infinite your sonya drew a Babylon meba mabeshemu na ma sempa no abemu amamu.
And then let's go back to verse 11 again. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Na medie minimajin kwa metwe moho Awurade asem ni asumje adwene na enye bone de se me mamu ewiye pa ene anidaso.
So what should they do?
Enti de na wonye.
Let's go to verse 4.
Yen se enti chemu 9 no.
Shall we read together, those of you who can? This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Yes. What? Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat from what they produce. Build houses.
Moses, you are dying.
Building houses means that you are not going to build tents, but houses. Because settle down. Decide to live in Babylon. Settle down. Plant. Now we plant gardens. Eat from what they will produce. Because you are not going to go anytime soon. The next verse. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. So they were going to live in Babylon to the extent that even their children are going to have sons and daughters.
It was best na Babylon ama impo wo ma bani wo ma be ma omo so be wo e ma ma ne ma mary ma.
Then he says that increase in number there, do not decrease.
Now I say mama ma sin nori e wo ho e ma mo so nti.
So God is saying that live your normal life. Get into the competition. Build. Plant. Increase. Don't decrease. Now, let me say that again. As we move into 2024, don't wait for any prophecy. Build. Plant. Eat. Increase. Don't decrease. This is the sure prophecy.
Don't wait for some magic. Listen.
This one. It's just like the parable in Luke chapter 19. From verse 12.
Luke 19:12.
He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then return. Luke 19 from verse 12. A man of noble birth. Went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minutes. Then he said to them, what? Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. You see, Jesus will come back.
Yesu obesamba.
But until he comes.
And so I sign up ebano.
Do business until he comes. Don't wait for anything. 2024 is business as usual.
2024
build houses. Those of you who are steady, steady. Try to be at the top. Plant. Eat from your fruit. Increase. Increase in Babylon. Increase on this planet earth. Do not decrease. Thou sayest the Lord. Because I have good plans for you. Plans to give you hope. And a future. I want you to plant. This is what the Lord is saying. Now don't look at the fact that you are in Babylon and you are in captivity. Don't look at the difficulties around you. You plant. And God will bless what you have planted. You start to build. And God will bless you to finish. Increase. Don't decrease. Because God has great plans for you. Plans to prosper you and to give you a great future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at the wind, you will not plant. But plants. Because God is with you. The second thing he wanted them to do was that they should seek the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Jeremiah 29 verse
7.
Seek the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it. Because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Now you are going to live in
Babylon.
Don't be cursing the king of Babylon. Because he has taken you hostage. And you are in captivity. Don't be cursing Nebuchadnezzar. And don't be cursing
Babylon.
Pray for the peace of
Babylon.
Pray for Babylon's prosperity. Why? Because if Babylon prospers, because you are living in
Babylon,
you too will prosper. Don't let us curse
Ghana.
You are living in Ghana. Pray for the peace of Ghana.
If Ghana
enjoys peace,
you
also have
peace.
If Ghana prospers,
you
too will prosper. Don't curse Ghana because you are living in
Ghana.
If Ghana prospers,
you
also prosper. If Ghana has peace,
you
also have peace.
You
see, we are persons in community. And we are shaped in many ways by the environment we find ourselves. Corrupt social structures will make life difficult for all of us. So we cannot say that we don't care about
Ghana.
Because if Ghana prospers, we too will prosper. So as Christians, God has good plans for us. But your desire is not that you alone will prosper. But our prayer should be that Ghana should prosper. So that if Ghana prospers, we too will prosper. You see, brothers and sisters, many years ago, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah made this famous declaration.
Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah can say same.
At long last, the battle has ended. And Ghana, your beloved country, is free forever. Our situation now as a sovereign nation is like Israel back in Babylon.
You see,
mere independence from colonial rule does not solve our problems. Mere independence does not put food on our table. We need to work together to seek the peace of this nation. We need to work together to seek the prosperity of this nation. Because if this nation prospers, we too will prosper. See, God created us and blessed us and made us managers of this planet Earth. Now, and He made available for us all that we need for life and for godliness. Now, whether we enjoy this provision that God has made or not, it depends on how we manage the resources He has given us.
It
depends on those of us who are human beings and we are managers of the resources God has given us. When we don't manage it well, we will lose it. You see, corruption is as a result of mismanagement, arising from two problems. Number one, incompetence. Number two, greed. This is where corruption comes from. Incompetence and greed. The result is poverty. Lack of development. Disease,
yare,
premature deaths,
na fe ni pe wu bra wo brenso ye,
hopelessness,
na fe se ni daso asa.
All our young people are traveling away from our country.
Ya mrantie ni maba wa ni etu kwan.
Unemployment,
na fe ni pe nya etu manye.
Corruption is a social danger.
Na proyeno eye amanye kase.
Now, corruption facilitates environmental degradation.
It
destroys nations.
It
destroys the future.
It
undermines honesty.
And
hard work.
It
favors the privileged few.
And
you cannot say that you don't
care.
Let us pray for God to bless our nation,
Ghana,
and heal our corruption. You see, brothers and sisters, corruption is a human activity. We need to move away from this that corrupt our country. And rather pray that God will raise a new Ghanaian. God will raise a new Ghanaian. A people who will seek the peace and prosperity of the nation. You see, the key to a nation's development lies in the character of its people. But unfortunately, our leaders, our politicians have focused on roads. You watch this 2024 campaign.
Campaign 2024.
When we come,
yeah,
we'll fix this road.
Oh, yeah,
we'll fix this road.
Yeah,
economy.
After
you see, economy is a result of the behavior of money.
Say you can't or mine sikasem and I judge you said you beckon kaya if we said yeah sikasem beko.
Inflation and all these things are a result of how money's the movement of money.
So inflation and anyama nebo eyeden ekosru bebre no yinyina efise de sikasem edi akoni aba.
How many of us have seen money moving before?
Ye mudodo sign na hu se sika etu anamon pen.
One of us se sika enenam. One of us share sika onenam. So when we talk about the movement of money, the people who cause the inflation, the people who cause the GDP and all that are human beings. It is the movement of people. So far as cash is concerned, that brings that kind of manifestation.
Into your kind inflation, any GDP, any sign your money now once a man, and you said your nipa, edisika, edituma.
So what we want to have a good nation. Don't let us first think about money. Let us think about where the money is. The pockets in which the money, the human being. Unless the human being changes, we cannot necessarily change the economy, because the economy is being managed by human beings.
And I'm
praying that as we unleash the whole church into the world,
we
will bring transformation in our spheres,
so
that because of us, things will be different. The economy will be different. Now, when we talk about building roads, and you give the contract to somebody who is corrupt, instead of two layers, you will just make a layer. And within a year or two, that road is
spoilt.
Who is causing the problem? It is the Ghanaian. So my prayer is that we need to have a new Ghanaian. A new Ghanaian who will love the peace of Ghana. A new Ghanaian who will love the prosperity of our nation. Are we together? And I'm talking about you. That you will change. When you change your ways, God will also change our nation. So we are praying for a new Ghanaian. As we move into Vision 2028, we are going to unleash the whole church to bring transformation to our land. Let us affect our spheres. Let us produce a new Ghanaian. Who will not love him or herself, but who will seek the development of the land. Are we together? Now the year 2024 is going to be an election year. In 2020, we lost 8 people to elections. 8 people died officially. For us to have a parliamentarian or a president, this should not be repeated in any way in
2024.
People shouldn't die in mere elections. I pray that this will not happen in
2024.
A lot of Ghanaians were injured because of election. I pray that this will not happen. May we seek the peace of
Ghana
in the midst of our election in 2024. See, brothers and sisters, no matter who you are, your vote is one. Even the president of the republic has one vote. Be content with that one. And when you vote, go back home. When it is time for us to count, and you have space to be around, go and do that peacefully. I pray that no blood will be shed in 2024. And may the Lord God Almighty, the God of this nation, grant us a leader and a president after his own heart. May he grant us parliamentarians who will love this nation more than themselves to lead our constituents, so that we have a prosperous nation moving on. So now I want to recap what I have said. Let us not dwell on those who are prophesying falsehood. God has plans for every one of us. Let us have confidence in the plans that God has for you. Plans to prosper you and to give you a future. So believe and trust in that plan. And because of that, move confidently in 2024. Build. Plant. Marry. Increase. Don't decrease. If you are going to school, move on. Try to be at the very top, because God has a great plan for you to prosper your future. And now into our nation, we want to seek the prosperity of Ghana, that God will prosper us and give us hope and a future. God bless us all.